Welcome to Taz Capsule, your regular guide to thoroughbred racing this week in Tasmania.
And a very good morning, everybody. Welcome along to the program. It's fine and not too bad a day down here in Hobart, heading for top of 13. No rain predicted, a much better day than we had yesterday for the football, so hopefully a good crowd will get along to the racing. An early start with the first of nine coming up at 11:11, the last at 4:17. We're on a heavy eight track that probably won't change despite the fact that there's no rain forecast for today. The Tenor Trumpeter reading, I'll give you in just a moment. The rail is out 6 metres from the 1150 to the winning post, 3 metres for the remainder. So hopefully we'll find a few winners, and a little later on we'll talk harness racing with Kevin Nielsen. But with Greg Mansfield away, we've got Simon Stout on board once again. He joins us now. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Colin.
Righto, what do you think of this meeting here in Hobart today?
Yeah, pretty competitive little affair. I think early on the Brunton stable hold the key to the first few races, and I think if we can find some value late in the program, you'll have done well for the day.
Yeah, there's a couple of tough ones on the program, that's for sure, and certainly we'll check the scratchings that we have at this stage. These aren't finalised as yet. They are the interim scratchings. Race 1, take out 2 and 5. 2, don't we love it? 5, you didn't. Race 2, number 12, Realisticness. Go to race 4, take out 4 and 6, 4 Made of Stars and 6 The Real Deal. Race 5, 4, 8 and 10, Chips, GG, Showboy and Alive. Race 6, number 2, Gotta Have Faith. Race 7, number 8, Song of Joy. Race 8, 4 and 7, Got a Dream and Crystal Reef. And in the last race, 9, 6 and 11, King's View and New Star. There's probably a couple more scratchings to come out when they're finalised. Riding alterations, race 2, number 3, Crown Basil is Dan Gatterton. Race 5, number 13, Gotta Have Vibe is Chantel Willis. So they are the details for the meeting today. The penetrometer is 5.51. Right, over top into it, Simon, what do you like in the first of the day?
My numbers here will be 7, 1, 6 and 3. I've gone with 7 Midnight Tears on top. She's a winner here at her last start, and before that was placed against the older horses in a maiden. She's rock hard fit. I think she's certainly the one to beat, despite the fact she's going up a kilo and a half. From 1 Concrete Johnny, this bloke first up since the 19th of March, but he was competitive against our best two-year-olds in Admiral and Double D, GG's Double J. I think that if he's forward enough, he'll certainly be very competitive. 6 Cheers Chappie, boxed on well last start behind Midnight Tears. He's fitter for those last two runs, and he's more than capable of being highly competitive here. And 3 E-Town, he's a winner of both trials, but they're on dead and slow ground, so I'm a little bit wary. It might pay to watch the market with this bloke, but he first up for the Gary White stable, and he's out of a Johannesburg mare, so he genetically should be able to handle the ground.
Right, that time is number 7163. Mine are similar. I've gone 1763. Concrete Johnny resuming after racing in some of the good two-year-old races like the Gold Sovereign, racing against the good gallopers that we've had so far this season. Concrete Johnny, he's had 5 starts for a win and 3 minor placings. First up today, number 1 to win from 7 Midnight Tears, 6 Cheers Chappie and 3 E-Town. Second on the program is a maiden plate. It's over 1200.
My numbers here, Colin, will be 1, 3, 4 and 2. I've gone for 1, Bifford. This was a very sound first time out for Ian Hay at Launceston win 3 weeks ago, beaten only 4 lengths. He trialled well here at Hobart before that, and I expect him to have taken good improvement since that run at Launceston. He's definitely the horse to beat. From 3, Grand Basil, he's done very little wrong, played 3 of his last 4, and second up last and beat home stable mate Hell of a Street, which certainly held in good enough stead for this. 4 Flash B, this horse is first up. She's had 4 trials since the 27th of May. She's a 3/4 sister to Snippety B and Beryl B, so she should be fairly competitive and able to handle the wet ground, so she'll be a watch in the market, certainly with the blinkers on first up. And 2 Bling Dynasty here. This horse has had 2 trials for the new stable, trialled quite well. Blinkers go on, he's being gelded, so that's the ultimate gear change. Expect him, he may be open to some good improvement there too.
Alrighty, so the numbers there are 1, 3, 4, 2 from Simon. I agree with number 1, Vita. That was a really nice debut effort behind Chips and Spirit of Naya in Launceston, and was sort of just behind the speed for most of the trip and hit the line nicely enough to say it's going to win a race in the not too distant. 6 Lord Farquhar, I thought this was a really nice run last time in Launceston to improve dramatically. It ran second behind She's a Stig. If it carries on with that improvement, it'll be thereabouts today. 3 Crown Basil and 4 Flash P, the first starter for the reasons you've outlined. My numbers are 1, 6, 3, and 4. Third event is the first division of the maiden that's over 1,400 metres.
My numbers here, Colin, will be 11, 9, 2 and 4. I've gone with 11, Princess Bombora. I think this race pretty much is a race in two, but I tipped this filly on top. She gets out on speed, makes her own luck. She was narrowly beaten her last two. She gets a 3-kilogram came here from Katie Grace. I think she'll be out in front most of the way up the straight and giving you a decent sight. From 9 Golden Aces, this was my very sustained run last time and just missed behind Mundine, and she's certainly the main danger to Princess Bombora. 2 Fringer, the vet reported poor post-recovery last start, but before that was placed at all 3 consecutive runs. The blinkers go on, the blinkers come off. And 4 Porto, go on his game third behind Genuine Lad 3 starts ago, which seems him well in enough to figure here.
Right, I have the numbers there, 11, 9, 2 and 4. I've just gone the other way with 9 Golden Aces, 3 runs in from a spell. First up, 4th, the Khaki Warrior. 6 behind Planetary was slightly disappointing, but leading to the extra trip, I think, and getting up to the 1,400 ran that good second of Mundine last time out. Has the 1,400 again, and Brenda McCool on top. Golden Aces for mine to win. Beat 11, Princess Bombora. 4 Porto and number 1 Blushing Quest is my 4th tip in the race, 9, 11, 4 and 1. We go to race number 4. This is the maiden played 2nd division over the 1,400.
My numbers here, 10, 9, 2 and 11. I've gone down the bottom of the weights again here. I think Spirit of Naya, she's just genuinely knocking on the door. She made an early mid-race move last time when came 2nd behind Chips in what was the faster of the 2 maidens on the day at Launceston. I think she gets her opportunity here. From 9, Lacey As, with a big run, went 4th, beaten less than a length last time out. And before that was 2nd in another photo behind Triple B, which is very good form. And is certainly the main danger. 2 Go Karma, this horse has run 4th his past 2 starts here, and his sectional data on the Stride Master has been quite solid. I think he's certainly one to include in your multiples. An 11 weekend winner, 4th beaten only a length the last time the blinkers go back on. Can, if a repeat of that, can see her figure as well.
So the numbers are 9, 2, 11. I've gone with the same 4 in slightly different order. I've gone with number 2, Go Karma. Those last couple of runs have been solid over 1,100 on both occasions. It looks like the horse is ready to step up to the 1,400. And that is Georgie Catania grabs the ride. She'll claim a kilo, or 1.5 kilos, brings it back into a 57, so a slight weight drop from its last couple of runs. Barrier 11, and as we know in Hobart on a heavy track, it's no disadvantage to be drawn out by it. So 2, Go Karma. I think 3 runs in from a spell up to the 1,400, ready to win. 10, Spirit of Naya certainly has the hoof right on the till. It's got barrier number 1, though. That may be the wrong spot. Lacey As is a nice type of horse, as we know, and weekend winners, a couple of runs in from a spell, have been quite solid as well. 2, 10, 9, 11, 9 numbers in the 4th. We move across to race number. Rapshanta Willis picks up the ride here on the emergency. Got to have vibe. This is again over 1,400, but this time a class 1.
My numbers here, Colin, will be 1, 5, 2 and 6. I've gone with 1 Great Height. He's a winner here in the heavy and was 3rd here 2 runs ago in heavy ground. I don't think this is any harder. He gets in with a 3-kilo claim. I think he's got his opportunity here to post his 2nd win. From 5, She's a Stig. Demented stays aboard and goes up 2 kilos, but she was very solid at both her starts, including that good win at Launceston last time out. 2 Mundine, he's broken through. You'd expect him to carry on with that form. He can certainly has shown good ability throughout his career and capable of placing here. And 6 Stingham, he seems to save his best runs for Hobart and the wet ground. But I'm prepared to see him run into the multiples again.
Numbers there, 1, 5, 2, 6. I tend to agree with what you've said there about Stingham. It's had 10 starts at the Hobart track. It's been placed on 7 occasions. It's run on the heavy track for 6 times and has been placed on 4 occasions. Only won the once from 23, but has 9 placings. So it is thereabouts, and it does seem to have the conditions and the track that it prefers here today. So I've made it my on-top selection, number 6, Stingham. to score over number 2, Mundine, who now he's broken through for that win, may well go on with the job. It was a good performance to beat Golden Aces and Princess Bombora. They may well frank the form a little earlier on this program. 11 Summer Downs. Now, I noted last time, I just put a note beside this, it can improve, and back to the Hobart track. I think you might just find a better horse here today, Summer Downs. So certainly include, should be nice odds, and one grey high for all the reasons that Simon pointed out. 6-2, 11-1 in race 5. We go to the first leg of the quaddy, race number 6. We scratch 2, got to have faith, and this is benchmark 78.
Yeah, and very competitive little race, this one too, Colin, despite the small field race. My numbers here will be 3, 4, 5 and 1. I've gone with 3 of Anastasia. He's a quality performer in the field. He's was placed in the 3-year-old cup. He's won the Magic Millions. He's placed all runs. He's wet track for me. He's a soft trial winner recently in Hobart, and the biggest guy, Brendan McCool, 55 kilos in the middle of winter. So Brendan doesn't push himself to those extremes unless he's genuinely got something very important in mind. So I think he's on top from 4 Van Diemen's Fire. He's just a super little racehorse, this bloke. He's got untapped ability. Interestingly, the blinkers go on for the first time and the winkers come off. They did roll around a little bit late in his win at Launceston. And we're interested to see if there's much improvement with that gear change. From 5 Tuesday Night Delight, this is a mare in super form. She was a little unlucky on the replays last time out. I think she'll be right in the mix with 52 kilos. And Mr. Fashion, this old boy, first up for a very long break, was super against the Open Company horses. Got the imposter 60 kilos, less Georgie Catania's claim, but I think another repeat of that, he's going to put himself on speed and be very competitive again.
3-4-5-1, and I've gone with the same 4, but I've put number 4, Van Diemen's Fire, on top. It's in line for a winning hat trick. This galloper from the Brenda McShane camp looks a really nice type. Should bring up the 3 wins for mine. Bonamuku riding in career best form at the present time. Havana Stash is certainly the danger. Tuesday Night Delight, certainly including your quarters, because she is flying at the present time with no weight on her back. And one Mr. Fashion, who ran that good race first up. 4-3-5-1 for me in race number 6. Just before we go to race 7, we've got the final scratchings through here, and we'll just repeat them for you. Race 1, take out 2 and 5. 2, don't we love it? 5, you didn't. Race 2, scratch 12 and 14, Realisticness and Clamouring, 12 and 14. Go to race 4, 4 and 6, Made of Stars, the real deal. Race 5, it's 4-8-10, Chips, Chitty Showboy Alive, 4-8-10. Race 6, number 2, Gotta Have Faith. Race 7, number 8, Song of Joy. Race 8, 4 and 7, Got a Dream and Crystal Reef. And in race 9, we take out 6, King's View, 11, New Start, 14, The Welshman, 15, Bred by Ted. So 6, 11, 14 and 15. They are the finalised scratchings for the meeting in Hobart today. Race number 7, Simon. It's a Class 2 over the 1200.
So my numbers here, Cole, will be 7, 5, 3 and 9. I've gone with 6, 5, 3 and 9. I've gone with 6, Beck and Call. This ex-Kiwi galloper was very impressive first time out here in Tasmania. Interestingly, going back to her form, they thought of enough of it to throw around in a few stakes races in New Zealand. So she was obviously showing good ability from early days, and now she's broken through. I expect her to go on with the job. She only rises half a kilo here. From 5, Speedy Sort has been very good this time in. 2nd, the Soundbar at Devonport, which is terrific form before the win here. Corey Parrish stays aboard. He's riding in terrific form at the minute. 3, Planetary. He's riding in Son of Northern Meteor, who made a good impression that he's only started here. And he can repeat that. And 9, Sister Quest, a good 2nd behind Van Diemen's Fire. Well, that's good enough to be in the picture here as well.
Those numbers are 6, 5, 3, 9. I'm going with number 5, Speedy Sword. Really like to win on a slow 7 in Class 1 company, beating Artie Love the Party and He's the Apples last time out. That followed that good 2nd, a Soundbar, who keeps on franking the form and stepping up in class. So that is a good form line for us. Corey Parrish has the ride. I think he'll win again. Got home at big odds, $14 last time out. Should never have been that price. So 5 to win from 6, Beck and Call, as Simon mentioned. Really impressive. Lauren Starr first up, I think, can run run a bit of a race here today. Goes well first up, handles the heavy conditions, goes all right at this track. I certainly wouldn't be leaving it out. Rhonda Megan claims 2, and 3, Planetary, who was a really nice first up winner, having its first run in the state for Dylan Clark, 5, 6, 7, and 3. We move across to the second last on the card, the Open Handicap, with the scratchings of 4 and 7. There's only 6 to start. This is over the 1400.
My numbers here, Colin, will be 2, 1, 6, and 5. Call me 2, Spy West Prado. He was terrific. First up, under Brendan McCool. And all 5 of his, he's had 5 wins at 1400. And all 9 of his wins have come on slow and heavy ground. He just relishes the wet. He actually drops half a kilo on that performance. I think he's the best of the day. From 1, JB's Juju, I'm prepared to forgive that last start. He's been a very consistent galloper right throughout his career, and he gets the advantage of Ismail Toker's claim. I think that'll help him. 3, North Lodge. He's placed in recent barrier trial, and he loves wet ground, even though he is a genuine long-distance staying type. But I expect him to run a hell of a race here with the cut in the ground, the first up. And 5, This Moment. She's not flattered by that first up run, but she's a city class mare, as we know, and I think that she can improve sharply here.
Numbers there, 2, 1, 6, and 5. I'm going very similarly with the small fields. By West Prado is the on-top selection. It loves these conditions, relishes them. Brendan McCool could be in for a pretty good day. Looks to have a good book of ride. I'll put in number 5, This Moment. Another dead-set wet tracker. It's won 4 from 6 and been placed once on the heavy. So it loves the heavy 8, and it'll relish these conditions. 1, JB's GG, yet prepared to forgive its last run. The couple of starts before that, very good. And 6, Ben Gowler's GG, 2, 5, 1, and 6. We come to race number 9. I don't know how long it took you to sort this one out. It took me a long time, and I still don't think I've sorted it out. It's a benchmark 68 over the 1600.
Yeah, look, I resorted to the Stridemaster speed maps to try and get some semblance of how this race is going to play out, because on paper there looks to be 3 or 4 different scenarios in terms of leaders, but my numbers will be 4, 10, 2, and 5. I've gone with 4, Landstar. I really like this horse's run first up behind the very good Ulaluka Bell at Launceston, a good sectionals in that race. She jumps to the mile, which is a bit of an ask, but last start of the mile, she ran third behind Chicory Jim and Royal Rapture in the mile at Devonport, and certainly anywhere near that form, and she's going to be very hard to beat. From 10, GG's Black Fury, just got a little bit out of his ground last time over the 1400, and before that he won quite well. He dropped 6 kilos with the claimer Hayley McCarthy, and the speed on should suit. 2, Land a Dollar. He's hard to knock, this little bloke. He's making all his own luck out in front. He does rise in weight, but looking at his last start third at Launceston, when Black Owen and Howard Casanova had both come out from that race and won last week, so you've got to throw him in. At 5, Grey Gown. Prepared to forgive the run at Launceston, because it's 2 runs prior to that here at Hobart were terrific.
Simon's numbers are 4, 10, 2, 5. I've gone with number 2, Land a Dollar, but this is a very tough race to round out the quaddy. It's won 3 that's passed 4 runs. As you mentioned, that form line franked by Black Owen out Casanova from its last run in a benchmark 78 back to a 68 here today. Cody Gray seems to ride this galloper quite well for the Brunton camp, and I think number 2, Land a Dollar, should be hard to beat. From 4, Land Star, second up from a spell, expected to go well. 5, Grey Gown. There's been a lot to like about its first couple of runs. It beat Dan Demon's 5 first up, then ran second of that horse, and was down the track last time behind Black Owen out Casanova in that race in Launceston to give that run. And number 7, Reach the Moon, who's having its third run in for a spell, and Sherry Barr claims 4, so no weight on its back here today. 2, 4, 5, and 7. What's your best bet of the day, Simon?
My best call is race 8, number 2, Spy West Prado.
Race 8, number 2, you'll stick with that. I might go with Go Karma, a little bit of Addy. Race 4, number 2, might have a little bit each way. Just before we let you go, there's been a couple of good performances by Tasmanian horses, the Tasmanian-owned Queenstown, one through the week, and we saw the cleaner run another bold race at Flemington yesterday.
Yeah, it was nearly a very big week for Armadale Stud, having bred Queenstown, and then the cleaner packing that up yesterday, the son of Savoy Vivi, was terribly brave. Terrific job done by Nick Pearls and you know, in preparing the horse, and Anthony Darling, I thought he rated him terrific out front to be run down by Akavaroon, and there's actually a small connection with Akavaroon. He's actually related to the Queen's nemesis, Gigi's Black Flash.
Really?
Yeah, so interesting to look through the pedigree there, and also great to see Kingerwood. Peter Moody returned to the winner's circle the other day for Darren Kenny and his group of owners. So of course, he was placed in the Derby and the Guineas here as a three-year-old. He was one of our best two-year-olds in his year as well. And for him to go over there, I know he's had a few little injury worries along the way, but to see him return to the winner's circle in the style he did was terrific for them as well.
Yeah, big run coming from last half. I believe that was just Kingerwood's second career win.
Indeed, yeah, he certainly, you know, he went round in the best races here and was competitive in all of them, and it's very deserving for all involved.
Good on you, Simon. Thanks for your time. We'll see you at the track.
Terrific call. Thank you.
Simon Stown from Taz Racing joining us and giving us his thoughts on the meeting in Hobart today. The 9 races kick off at 11:11, so an early start. We'll take a quick break and be back to talk harness racing with Kevin Nielsen.
Don't miss the RSL Townsville Cup launch on Friday, July 25th at the Townsville RSL. Special guests include champion jockeys Glenn Boss and Robert Thompson, former champion rider Wayne Harris, and horse chiropractor to the stars Dr. Michael Bryan. Enjoy a fabulous three-course luncheon and beverages as all of the action of the Calcutta draw unfolds, all for just $125 per head. Book now at the Townsville RSL on 4759-9500. For more on the Townsville Turf Club Festival Week of Racing, go to townsvilleturfclub.com.au.
Why do more than 5 million Australians do some form of voluntary work? Well, because most say they want to help others in their community. If you're like them and been thinking about volunteering, then check out govolunteer.com.au. There are more than 11,000 positions listed, so you can find one that suits your interests, skills, availability and location. And what's more, it's free. Just remember govolunteer.com.au. The easy way to volunteer. Yeah.